Welcome back to my Desert Island Discs. I'll need music for long nights, and I'll need music for long days. So I need some kind of music which is long, which is elaborate, which will allow me to sink down in the sand or wherever. I imagine I might just about manage to build a hammock, I'm not sure. But anyway, to lie down under the stars and listen to something that won't just be over in a few minutes and have to be replayed over and over again. And I've got that kind of excessive side to my personality. I once had an opportunity to go and see Shakespeare plays, Henry IV, Part 1 and 2, Henry V and Henry VI, all on the same day. And that was an ideal Saturday as far as I was concerned. Yeah, so I've had this excessive side to me, and I don't suppose I'm ever going to get rid of it. So what would be the most excessive piece of music that I could take with me to the desert island? And on one level, it's a no-brainer. It's got to be Wagner's Ring. It's got to be the whole of Wagner's Ring, if you let me have it. And I suspect you won't, so I'm going to have to pick a little bit of it to bring with me to the island. But or maybe you'll only let me play a bit of it in this today, and you'll give me the whole of it. After all, it does fit on no more than about, I don't know what, 20 LPs or something. I went to Wagner's Ring in the middle of the 1970s in London. And kind of typical for me, I went to the last one first. I used to go in at the end of films, cinema, when I was a kid. And I'd love watching the last 20 minutes and then stay for the rest of the film, all the way around, see the whole thing all over again. So I went to see the last part of The Ring, Gotta Dameron, Twilight of the Gods, in London, in the Colosseum, by myself, almost on an impulse. I went and I got standing room in the back of the dress circle. And I had no clue what to expect. I'd done no preparation whatsoever. All I knew is that it began very early and went on very late. And the curtain went up. And I was mesmerised, completely mesmerised from the beginning. I hadn't a clue what was going on. And I'm going to bring with me that same piece of music that I heard that first night of going to see Wagner's, Wagner operas and Wagner's Ring in particular. I'm bringing it, though, not really because of the opera, not really because of the excessive personality that I have, but I'm bringing it because of Nina Fishman. Nina Fishman, may she rest in peace, is probably my greatest friend of all time. I loved her to bits. She was highly influential on me becoming an opera goer. We both loved opera. We never got to go to Bayreuth. We spoke about it innumerable times. She did get to go to Bayreuth, thank goodness, but I didn't. I haven't been yet. But I went, had arrived in London, and I was staying in her place for a short while, I think that's when it was. I think it was the summer of 75. It might have been the summer of 76. It was Reginald Goodall conducting The Ring with Norman Bailey and Rita Hunter and Alberto Remedios, people who I'll never forget. And the amazing thing was it was in English. And the thing is, it was not only in English, but I could actually understand the words, and you never really expect to understand any of the words that opera singers are singing. But I was able to understand the words of some of the singing, and I got so hooked on Twilight of the Gods, the saga that I went to all the other parts, and I went to a few more complete ring cycles over the years that I was fortunate enough to go to them. So, but it's for Nina, and she was also mad about Wagner. We talked about Wagner's operas, I don't know, hours and hours and hours. We listened to them together, we listened to them separately. I then, typical me, went off and kind of read a four-volume biography of Wagner and read all the words and the translations and all the reviews, and goodness knows how many dreams I had about going to Wagner's Ring. So here it is. Here's the beginning of the first act of Twilight of the Gods, Götterdämmerung, by Richard Wagner. This is alive from Bayreuth. I couldn't get a recording of Reginald Goodall conducting it. So this is in German. And it's conducted by Boulez. But nothing. Wagner changed my life. The Ring changed my life. I couldn't say what it was, but it certainly will keep me fully enthralled under the stars on the desert island.
Thank you.